You know what we're talking about?
Nope. Healing.
Hi guys, welcome to our podcast. We'll get back to that later. I'm your host Mariah, co-host
Shayla.
And today's I don't like that either. I don't know why you fucking did that.
I don't like to say my name.
All right.
You can say it.
No, you can say your name, bruh. You've been saying your name this whole time.
Why? And I don't like the way it sounds.
Well, don't say it weird.
Weird.
Hi, guys. Welcome to my podcast. You don't want me to say my podcast.
Welcome to the
podcast.
The podcast. We'll get back to that later. You like that? Or welcome our podcast. We'll get back to that later.
Welcome to our podcast. Wow, it kind of gets tongue twisted. I see why you get tongue twisted. Fucked up. You always want my. Now I see why Sean gets bothered. I'm like, my kids, my this, my that. I don't want to share nothing. You are very territorial, just like me. You can say whatever you want to say. I don't care no more. I'm over it.
Bet. Hi, guys. Welcome to my podcast. We'll get back to that later. I'm your host, Mariah, co-host
Shayla.
If you don't fix your fucking face, yo.
I can't see myself, and I'm sorry if I got my mama's face.
You better smile or something. Like,
maybe you need
act
to
like
say,
you want to be here.
Maybe you need to say our podcast then. And you were in my spot for the last time. If you don't fix your fucking face right now. As soon as she turned and looked at me, damn, I was in deep thought trying to think about what I'm going to talk about. But damn, since you want to go there. Poetry. That's right.
That's how you feel like you heal?
I was thinking about what I was going to say, but damn, my face was that bad.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Your face was that bad.
How I looked.
Like how you look right now.
What's that?
Not stink.
Damn. I guess that's how I be looking in church, and that bitch didn't want me to fix her tag.
She's like, I don't understand.
It's like, damn, I was just trying to tell you your tag is out.
Oh, my God.
But I won't be talking to you next time.
All right, ready?
Yes.
Perfect. Hi, guys. Welcome to our podcast. We'll get back to... One more time. Hi, guys. Welcome to our podcast. We'll get back to that later. I'm your host, Mariah.
Shayla.
And today's topic is about healing. I think this is actually one of my favorite topics. So healing is definitely a lifelong journey. Mm-hmm. I think that you will feel like you've healed through certain situations, and then sometimes you'll have like a little trigger and it'll take you back, and you know that you've actually healed or that you are still healing, because it's not bringing you back to the same exact place that it once did before. Like, you're handling it a lot better. Or maybe the situation isn't even able to trigger you anymore, and you're just able to, like, go through it like, yes, I worked through that, I healed through that, and we are good. So today I wanted to talk about some ways that we have dealt with healing, some steps that we have taken to heal. Do you want to start? You want me to start?
You can start.
So I think for me, the biggest step with healing was going to therapy, which I've actually advocated for throughout this podcast multiple times. But going to therapy for me, I think was able to open up my eyes to a lot of things that I would just push back and put into like a filing cabinet and not deal with and not work through. And then one day I would just explode and I'm crying and I'm yelling. And it's like all these emotions that I'm having. And it's not because of like the particular situation that has happened, but because of all the situations combined that have happened. And I think therapy has really helped me to work through a lot of those. Also take accountability for my own actions in a lot of situations that I've been in. Also with healing, I think too, I think you get to a certain age where you can no longer blame your parents or blame things that have happened to you in the past.
Yes.
Or blame your childhood. Like, you really have to take the steps and work at, you know, doing better. And not that, like, you're not your best self now, because I definitely think you're your best self at all times. But, you know, really working through whatever it is that's, like, taking you back and pulling you back. I like to go on walks. I like to paint. Which actually not a lot of people know, but I definitely like to paint. Why you look like that, Gary?
Because I'm hearing that sound again. Can
you take your that was her.
And just tuck it into the couch.
Me?
See, you're moving. So both of you. Just tuck it.
Okay, it's in the couch.
You move yours over.
Should we start over again?
No, you're good. Just if you remember where you were, you're good.
I don't really remember.
You like to paint. No one knows. You like to paint. And that's funny because I can agree.
There we go.
I like to paint too. Do I paint often? No. I should. It's very stress relief.
It is. And I think I'm a very just like...
Do I know what I'm painting? No. I'm just going with the strokes.
This is true.
I would love to go to a moose. What is it? A moose painting place? Like some places that they had, like in Norwalk.
I don't know.
Like you can bring your own BYOB, whatever. Like bring your own, like.
Oh yeah, thing. I've done that before. Yeah.
I always wanted to. I've never been able
for
to.
For real?
I've always wanted to go to like something like that.
I've done that
or
before.
Had like a girls' night or even like a friends' night, a community thing or whatever.
It's so much
but
fun. You should do.
To.
I've done it like literally. Like with friends, and then I've done it like with somebody that I was with.
Dope.
Yeah,
dope.
super fun.
I love to write poetry and like writing music and stuff like that. People don't know that I do that. I don't know if you know that I do that, but I love to do that. And taking walks like to the beach and everything. I love to pick up cockshells and have like a little collection of seashells and all that stuff and picking out things instead of going to the store and buying it. I collect my own thing. I just go to the beach naturally and pick up my little shells and all that and little sands and making little things and all that good stuff. But yes, I have my own collection of notebooks and papers and everything. I eventually, sometime in my life, will love to publish a poetry book, a little blog, story, a novel, some type of fictional, non-fictional of some sort one day. But I have a nice big old bin full of notebooks and loose leaf papers of stories and poetry and everything that I have not shared with anyone.
So do you feel like your writing has helped you to like get through situations?
Yes.
And stuff?
Yes.
That's so, like, it's interesting that you say
that. A nice healing.
It's interesting that you say that because writing is, it's something that I, like, never used to do. And then I actually listened to, I think it was Jordan B. Peterson, where he talked about writing and just writing even for, like, 30 minutes a day. Like, writing anything of how it is that you're feeling, your thoughts, what it was that you went through that day. And I started keeping like not like a diary but kind of like a notebook of just jotting down my day, like whatever I felt like was of importance or whatever. And I think it like really allows you to like release a lot of release a lot. I also, like we said before, I go for walks. Like, I think walking is...
Clarity.
Yes. Like, when I'm mad, I'm going to walk. I'll walk, walk, walk. And then if I'm still mad, we're going to continue to keep walking. It definitely does clear your mind. I think it helps you to get, like, your thoughts in order. I think that there's so many times... And, I mean, people have different, the way people react to things and the way things affect them, it's all different, you know? Mm-hmm. But fuck, I forgot what I was just gonna say.
Damn it. That's okay. You did basketball.
Yeah.
When you were a kid. And up until what age?
Whenever I broke my ankle, I think I was in like 9th grade or 8th grade.
Oh, wow. And I did basketball as well up until like 10th grade, and then I stopped 11th grade, and then I did my senior year. And I don't know, like, especially like having that whole problem with parental, like not having both parents in a household and stuff like that, basketball was like my release. Being on that court and pushing everyone out my way and getting the ball and I want to shoot, like, ah, you know, all that aggressiveness, like, felt good. And just like, I wouldn't say being angry, but just like, I just wanted to be determined and getting all the points and all that. But it wasn't just like always winning, but it was just like just getting all my frustration and everything out on the court. It felt great. So not only just writing poetry, but healing with whatever was going on in my life and being on the court and just putting that out there felt great. And that's like another way of healing to me growing up, you know, with sports. And then just me being a better me, just being outside at, you know, the park and everything, just by myself, just bouncing the ball and just shooting and shooting, just getting whatever. They were like, oh, let's shoot. Let's get. Now I won't be by myself. Leave me alone. And then I'll just be about my day. And just being alone. Sometimes you just want to be alone. You don't want to be around no one, you know? And then I think that was just me growing up, always being alone, you know? And they're like, oh, you don't have no friends. It's okay. Yeah. I don't need friends. I was born in this world by myself, and I'm a go alone.
But I think, myself, too, like you saying about being alone, I feel oftentimes a lot of people are always looking for company, are always looking to be entertained. Mm-hmm. They're either always listening to music, like they're always occupied in some way, right? And being alone and by yourself and in your own thoughts, like, it's so healthy to be bored. Like, there's times that you need to be bored. Like, you just need to be by yourself and in your own thoughts and processing your own thoughts and your own feelings. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't need company. You don't need a friend, a best friend, a cousin, a family member, your spouse, like, your partner, whatever. Like, you just need yourself. Like, literally just yourself, and to like I said, process your thoughts and process what it is that you're going through. And then maybe at the right time, you can express yourself to whoever it is that you need to express yourself to.
You're so used to being busy that you just need that alone time.
Yes. And we live in such a busy world, like such a nonstop world. And I think, too, that's why
no one knows how to slow down.
Yes. But like slowing down is so beneficial. Mm-hmm. I think, too, like, when you slow down, you're actually then able to be more productive. Yes. You're then able to...
Absolutely.
Yeah, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Everybody's so much in a rush that they don't know how to slow down.
Yes.
Then, you know, it's so funny because you could be on the throughway and you're rushing and you don't even know why you're rushing to get somewhere because you have so much time. And then when that person gets in front of you to slow down, you're like, what? And then you realize, oh, that person slowed down because there's a trooper right there. They have to pull you over. You're like, oh, my gosh, thank God they didn't, because you know what? I have to pick up X, Y, and Z. And then if they would have did that, and you're like, you know what? Thank goodness they slowed me down. I have to put in perspective. You know what? High five to you.
Yes. There's so many times that has happened to me, too. And I'm just like, they're like, oh, move out of my way. And then it's like, wow, thank you. Like, thank you for that. Thank you for not letting me go around. And but that's also, like, I feel like just... That scenario is in life. Like, in life, sometimes you feel like you need to go, get to the next place, the next step, or you're not getting there quick enough. And it's really like, just take a step back, just pause for a minute. Like, you're gonna get there. You might even get there a lot quicker if you just paused for a second. But yeah, I also think that when it comes to healing, like taking accountability for the role that you've played in situations, your own actions. Did I say this already?
No.
Your own actions is it allows you to heal. Like, it allows you to accept who you are right now in this moment. Mm. And if you can accept who you are in this moment, then you're able to grow from that. Yes. You're able to be like, okay, like, what is it that I needed to learn from this situation or from this experience? Or maybe it's that you're like, wow, I really loved doing that, or I really liked being there, or I really want that even more. But you had to step back from it for a minute to realize how important that was to you.
Or even bringing back what you used to love doing because you were so busy and you forgot that you loved doing that, that you couldn't even remember any of that. And then something... oh, I remember doing that, or I remember having that. Let me take that back out and let me start picking it up and doing it again. And then you know, put a light bulb switch of inspiring someone else, and then you picked up a hobby, and then you have a community of other people doing it, you know, and it's just so cool.
Yeah.
That's dope too. So I think maybe we'll pick up a hobby of painting and doing something and having a community of other people doing that with us, because I can't draw for nothing.
I can't draw either, and but paint, I love painting. Sculpting, I love sculpting. Like,
ooh, I always want to do that. That would be so dope. We gotta do that.
That would be
another thing.
Yeah. Do you feel like there's anything else that, like, you do to heal, or to, like, you have done to help yourself heal from situations?
I've always heard, and a wise person had told me, when you're upset about something and you want to do something, even like screaming and you can't do it, or even like telling your kids to do something and acting out, you know how like some people just want to break things and all that, get a wiffle bat and go in your bedroom and just beat up your bed with a wiffle bat. I haven't tried it. As much as I just want to get a wiffle bat and do it, I want to experience that. Because at times I just want to break stuff and I'm like, damn, why I did that? Like, I got to buy another one. You know? But I do. I want to do that one day. And sometimes I just want to scream and yell. And then instead of, like, you know, screaming and yelling at someone else, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm so sorry. I will just get a wiffle bat and just go in my own bedroom and then just beat up my bed, and then I'll be okay. I think so. But, you know...
have you ever done a rage room?
No, I want to try that too.
I've done it a few times. I highly recommend, like you said, sometimes you just need to like get your frustration or whatever it is that you've got going on, like, out and release that in some way. And a rage room is amazing, like literally amazing,
because it's something else that you're breaking. It's not your own shit.
Yes, yes, yes.
That, oh my gosh. And axe throwing, I want to do that too.
Axe throwing is so much fun. I actually love that too. Damn, Shayla, we should, like,
I know,
we got to do these things.
Who are we inspiring?
Ourselves.
Yeah, so I think it would be pretty dope. Yeah, we gotta try it.
We do.
We gotta check our busy calendars. We know, because we're so busy.
Gary, how much time are we at? 20. Do you think we stayed on topic?
Yeah, you're right. I said 18. Sorry, I said 20. I assumed 18.
All right.
Yeah, you guys found my alien.
Okay, and like, you understood what we were saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you understand what you were saying?
I did. I just wanted to make sure.
We'll get back to that later.
We'll get back to that later. We're done.
Why does she do that? She want to say, are we on topic, whatever, instead of, like, closing it out and then...
Don't break the fourth wall. Like, you can't just stop. Like, I literally just saw a video of a woman saying the Star Spangled Banner.